Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, I've got the morning news here if you're interested, over.
Yeah, we sure are. We're ready to copy and comment.
And that's 2:30 there?
Roger.
Copy and comment.
Okay, here we go. The interest in the flight of Apollo 11 continues at a high level, but a competing interest in the Houston area is the easing of watering rules. Mayor Louis Welch promises a lifting of lawn watering restrictions if the rains continue. Friday is partly cloudy and there is a 30% chance of thundershowers in the afternoon. In Washington, D.C., the Senate Finance Committee approved extension of the income tax surtax, but a Senate vote on the bill...
You cut out, Houston.
Roger, where do you hold me cutting out, over?
Houston, Apollo 11.
Apollo 11, Houston, over. Houston, how do you read now? Over.
Not clear, Houston. Go ahead.
All right.
After these rains in Houston.
Roger. In Washington, the Senate Finance Committee has approved extension of the income tax surtax, but a Senate vote on the bill currently seems remote. In Austin, State Representative Ray Lemon of Houston has been nominated as a national director of the American Society for Oceanography. Lemon has proposed a study of the possibility of establishing an Institute of Oceanography in Texas. This would be the first such institute on the western Gulf of Mexico. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Weather Bureau, after recapping today's weather, showing a high of 88 and a low of 72, has noted snowfall none. From St. Petersburg, Florida, comes a radio report from the Norwegian explorer Thor Heyerdahl, which said that the crew of his papyrus boat, the Ra, will sail into Bridgetown, Barbados, despite damage from heavy seas. The crew, however, will sleep on an escort vessel. Norman Baker, navigator of the expedition, said the crew was aboard the Ra today repairing damage from storms this past week, which split the footing of the mast. Part of the broken mast was jettisoned overboard, and the vessel was 725 miles east of the Barbados. It is possible but uncomfortable to sleep aboard the Ra, Baker said in the radio report. But the purpose of our voyage is not a test of strength or human endurance. That is the reason why the crew was spending nights aboard the escort vessel Shenandoah, which rendezvoused with the Raw on Tuesday. In sports, the Houston Oilers are showing plenty of enthusiasm in their early preseason workouts at Kerrville, and Coach Wally Lem says he is impressed with the fine group of rookies. National League Baseball, yesterday, Thursday, St. Louis 11, Philadelphia 3, Montreal 5 over Pittsburgh 4, Atlanta 12, Cincinnati 2, San Francisco 14, and Los Angeles 13. American League, have Baltimore 3 over Cleveland 2, Detroit 4 to Washington 3, Minnesota 8 to Chicago 5, Boston and New York was rained out. And in Corby, England, an Irishman, John Coyle, has won the World Porridge Eating Championship by consuming 23 bowls of instant oatmeal in a 10-minute time limit from a field of 35 other competitors. Over.
Roger, I assume Houston didn't play yesterday.
That's correct.
I'd like to enter Aldrin in the oatmeal eating contest next time.
See, pretty good at that.
He's doing his share up here.
Let's see, you all just finished a meal not long ago, too, didn't you?
I'm still eating.
Okay, is that,
He's on his 19th bowl.
Roger. Are you having any difficulties with gas in the food bags like the 10 crew reported?
Well, that's intermittently affirmative, Bruce. We have these two hydrogen filters which work fine as long as you don't hook them up to a food bag. But the entryway into the food bag has enough back pressure to cause the filters to start losing their efficiency. A couple of times I've been tempted to go through that dry-out procedure, but we found that simply by leaving the filters alone for a couple of hours, their efficiency seems to be restored.
Roger, we copy.
Yeah, efficiency ranges everywhere from darn near perfect to terrible, just depending on the individual characteristics of the food bag we're putting to them. Some of the food bags are so crimped near the entryway that there's no way we can work them loose to prevent back pressure.
Roger.
That's Mike Collins from the spacecraft.